All right, 1, 2, 3, enter.
Hi guys, how are you? This is Kathy Ann Soler of Girls Like Me UG. Welcome to another episode.
Are you hearing that kasigiri?
Energy, you guys.
Kathy has been on cookies and gweke. You guys remember gweke?
Had corn. Remember Soler, we have outside audience.
Pause it. Okay, guys, had corn.
Had corn.
How do you explain had corn?
It's had made from maize.
Which is corn, basically.
Which is corn, basically. But the way we do it, we allow it to dry, then throw it in cooking oil.
Hot
cooking oil. And then you remove it, and then you first allow it to cool, and then it's kept for a while. Like groundnuts. Like you roast them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you keep on having gweke, hard corn, for chai, or whenever you want to
snack.
Energize. Also,
your jaws. Not work your jaw. Man, it's called hard corn because it is hard.
Exercise your jaws. It is instead of gossiping, you eat hard corn.
You know, I was just thinking about it when we're in school, when we're in boarding school. For those of you who remember, this as a snack, like you'd have like crisps, biscuits, whatever it was, all your fancy snacks. By the time you get to hard corn, just know that's the starvation period of the term. That's
it's
when things
out.
Are tired.
It's over.
Because these things can't fill you up, man. It's just for chewing, but you're never going to get full because you ate hard corn. I haven't heard of anyone who gets...
But hard corn, when I'm writing...
You get tired of it.
You get tired of it,
yeah.
But when I'm
chewing
writing,
on it.
It really helps me.
Yeah, just that's why it's
keeps
a light snack.
It keeps me awake.
Yeah, it's like a light snack. But like Kathy said, at work, you have to put in your jaws. Hey. So don't be shocked when your mandibles... If you guys are there looking for how do I tighten my jaw... It's hard corn. It will sort you out.
How do I not gossip? Hard corn.
It will sort you out.
Keep you busy. We'll keep you busy.
So anyway, guys, as promised, in this episode, Kathy and I are going to be going over our favorite topic, which happens to be books.
Books.
Of our favorite topics, because you know we have many, but books is right up there amongst top three. So we're going to be talking about the books that have impacted us this year. And because we like reading quite a bit, we're narrowing it down to our top three, and only the books we've read this year. We can't pick Lifetime, because Kathy and I have been around for a while. We cannot pick Lifetime. We'll be here all day, so we're going to stick to our top three, and Kathy is going to take the lead with her top book.
Mm-hmm. My top book, I actually came across this just a month ago or two. I like reading Paulo Coelho.
Yes.
So I found a tiny book. It's called The Archer. And it was amazing. It was an amazing read for me. And this is why. It talks about skilling yourself. Learning something, getting allies, practicing, getting better at it. And you should never, it's like how I'm a good writer, and people say I'm a good writer, and if they say, okay, maybe probably, if we're to rate Kathy, what position, like say for example in UG, it's just an example, guys. And then they're like, oh, she's among the top three.
It's still a factor. Huh?
So when you have a younger writer trying to be better, instead of going and saying, I want to beat Kathy, that's not the point.
Yeah.
The point is for you to be better at your skill and keep on practicing every other day. So The Archer was one of those ones for me.
Oh, nice. Okay, so that's good. The one I'm going to mention is both, I'm sure, my list and Kathy's, which is The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron.
Yes,
I'd had this book for maybe 5 years
almost.
Yeah, soft copy. I had it. You know how you just download those books?
So yeah.
Thanks. I know, right? And anyone who might
you
tell this.
You do have a soft copy.
Yes, I have
you
a soft
copy. Share it. It's not okay. I share it with people. I'm tired of giving them my hard copy.
Okay. So I had the soft copy of The Artist's Way, but I had that, and then there was The Journey of 1,000 Faces or something like that, or 1,000 Heroes. I don't know. It was one of those books, some guy called Carpenter. I know that those of you who know what book I'm talking about. But I'd had The Artist's Way with me, and then I think it was April of this year, 2022, where I felt that, man, my life needs to change. You know, I just felt like I was in a point of, I feel lost, but I need to find a way to move. Like, I know I don't want to stay here where I am right now. And my theme song of the year actually has been, I think it's called Go Get Your Blessing by Mary. That has been my theme. And there's a line in that in that song where one of the singers says, if you want to get what you've never got, then you've got to do something that you've never done
before.
Yeah, so yes. You have to get with it. So, of course, you have all these self-help books, these, you know, get your life those right liars. Books, mm-hmm. those, you know, there's so many of them. And I mean, there's some books that have been very helpful.
Some are not practical.
Mm-hmm. But here's the thing, it's in the doing the actions, right? Mm-hmm. So some of us read self-help books or books that are meant to help you, or like workshop books,
and
which is
never
what
do anything.
The minute they tell you list your top 10 fears, you're like, eh, man, I work, I can't. Then number two is, now when you write down those fears, now can you go back to your childhood? Is there anyone? And you're just like, now check. Why do I want to go back there? Like, no, this is too much work. So what I did when I got The Artist's Way, and it, shout out to Mahiri Books for having that book, because they had a pop-up shop at Ndiro in Muyenga. So I was just hanging out there with a friend of mine called Daisy, and I happened to come across that book. And trust me when I tell you, it was the last bit of money I had on me. Like, I looked and I said, if you spend this money, there is no going out anywhere
books
after this. Books
guys.
Are expensive, especially when they're big. So I was like, and Mahiri Books, by the way, very reasonably priced when it comes to books. Trust me on that one, very reasonably priced.
And so when they tell you the book is pricey, it's actually pricey.
Yeah,
but they deliver. Thank you, Mahiri.
You know, shout out to Mahiri Books. So I got the book there, and I read it, you know, just the epilogue, and I was like, this is the book, this is it. Nkumbe, I had it. When I looked, I said, wait, Julia Cameron, I'll just swear. And I went and I found it. But let me tell you what also sparked it off. Another friend of mine called Sophia had it on her Instagram, and I had seen it. And then I thought to myself, you know what, I actually need to get that book. And that's when I realized I had the soft copy. And then I think it was just like in a series of events,
the
then
universe was speaking. It was time.
Everything came into alignment. So with The Artist's Way, one, I was able to discover things like, I did not trust myself. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And I would throw statements like, you want us to meet at 10? I don't trust myself to be there. Oh, this project, I don't trust myself to see it through. Oh my gosh, there's going to be so much traffic. I don't trust myself to actually make it for the event. You know, fill in the blank. I kept throwing that statement without realizing how it was manifesting. Like for real, like I didn't actually trust myself, which is the reason why I wouldn't take on big projects. So if anything came up, you know, self-sabotage, you'd find a way to mess things up, right? I would only take those projects that I was so sure, like 100% I can do this in my sleep. When I tell you that after going through this book, it's a 12-week course, that now I take on projects where I'm just like, I have absolutely no idea. None.
What I'm doing.
No idea I'm going to do this, but you know what? We move. And I think it was just that reassurance that God being the creator, the ultimate creator, is the source of all creativity. And since he's the source, I do not have to fully depend on myself to actually come up with the brilliant ideas.
Depend on you, man.
Yeah, I just have to be open and just say it will come to me. So, and it's not by trying hard, it's by doing random activities like coloring, looking after my plants, which Kathy has seen, they're thriving, guys.
Yeah, they're
I'm a plant mom.
Dead, you guys.
They'll come back to life. So I found that through that, I'm able to challenge myself to do different things and to also live a different kind of life. And I've covered this in episodes before, so I'm not going to bore you with the details. But The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron definitely is on my top three. Kathy, your next one.
I also learned about The Artist's Way through Solea.
I came to record
at your house here. Yeah. I found the book. Shout out to Solea. Solea is my go-to book person. There's another one I actually need to acquire. Which she also showed me she was reading. So it's expensive, guys. It's expensive. But I've decided books are the one expensive thing I'm willing to sacrifice for in my life at the moment. Books that are actually going to add something to my life, to my career, help me in a different way.
Yeah.
That one I'm willing to sacrifice. So The Artist's Way would be my second book. To be your first.
Okay.
Let me see another one.
I'm seeing Kathy's password to her phone.
The Serenity Prayer for me. It's like a tiny book like souls. It's those books that, it's more like a self-help book, but The Serenity Prayer, many of you know it. If you've been an alcoholic before and you do those group alcoholic meetings, The Serenity Prayer is one of their most, it's their guide actually. It's the first thing they say. Many of you know it. You say it all the time, but you just know the short version of the prayer. You don't know the longer version of it. So I've had yeah, I've had that book for a very long time. Every time I feel like I'm lost, I'm confused, apart from praying, apart from reading my Bible, I read the Serenity Prayer. Mm-hmm. Because there are things that, you know how we like to take full control of our lives? Mm-hmm. It helps you take a break. Because you're asking for courage, you're asking for wisdom, you're asking for calm, you're asking for peace.
Yep.
The things that you cannot control, mm-hmm. is realizing that you are just a human being. If I'm let jam, you find people crazy in German, they're shouting, they're screaming, they're insulting, the bike guy is passing, they're insulting the taxi touts. Just know, the moment you can't control something, mm-hmm. all you have to do is sit back and actually enjoy that jam. I learned that from that book, Solea. Mm-hmm. That is like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I read that thing, it was amazing. Mm-hmm. Because you were in jam, mm-hmm. you have an appointment. First of all, it's you who was late. Okay, but if you were not late and you found the jam.
Mm-hmm.
But you cannot jump out of the taxi.
Yeah.
You don't have enough money on you to get a boda-boda. Mm-hmm. The bikes that we use here in this country to get quicker somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
The best thing you have to do is sit in that jam.
Yeah.
And enjoy the jam. Mm. It was so weird for me, but I had to learn to practice. So when I'm in jam, I look around at the cars, I look at the people in the other cars, and then you're like, wow, you see somebody beautiful, you're like, whoa. Then you watch the behavior, then you watch the trees. Just know, Serenity Prayer for me, every time I'm like, yo, Kathy, you are racing. It reminds me. So I usually share. That's the one book I share with people. But I make sure I get it back.
Man.
Yeah.
People who like to borrow and not return. You should be up there with criminals, honestly. That's just a crime against humanity.
Sorry, I have two books to go.
Okay. So the other book that I would say has really made a difference in my life, huge, huge difference, would be We Should All Be Millionaires by Rachel Rogers. It's a financial guide to help women, specifically black women or women of color, to build wealth. And the reason why I like this book, and Kathy, we had talked about how you felt such a connection with Shonda Rhimes' book, because you felt like this was someone who was speaking to you, had lived your life, so to speak. Like she was speaking from a point that you recognized and said, oh, this is exactly what I go through and what I've been through. So with this million, we should all be millionaires. Rachel Rogers' mission is to actually make sure that all women should be millionaires. And everybody, it's not only just for women. I would say this book could apply to anyone. And like Kathy said, it was a bit pricey, but you know, and then I got the hardcover version. I was like, I don't know why I did that, but you know, I have the hardcover. You know what? Actually, a friend of mine bought it for me. And then I was supposed to pay him back. And he was like, no, Sule, that's my gift to you. And I was just like, you are a good friend. Konka, you know my love language. You are a good friend.
I thought they should gift us books, not books and pens.
But please, if you're not sure, just ask us what book we want. Trust me, we have a list. You know, like how you have your list for your shoes that you must buy or the clothes or your bag. For us, we have a list for books. We know them.
Books,
just wake us up. And we know exactly where to get them from. But just like, you want to buy me what? There's a time when someone asked me, what gift can I give you? I just said, get me a subscription to Amazon so that I can get the books on Kindle. And that's all I want. And like, I will never ask you for anything again. For the rest of our lives, I'll be fine. And that person did honor their promise. But it's okay. I shall remind them when we meet. So We Should All Be Millionaires. What I like about this book, it's different from any financial advice book I've ever read. Reason being is that money is often a very scary topic for us to discuss, even especially for us who are in the creatives field, but I think it's for everybody. You're sort of living paycheck to paycheck, it's month to month, you know, you have no
hand to mouth.
And also because we are now, you know, with the economy being what it was worldwide, you know, things are even getting much tougher. So it's even a scarier topic to think about. You know, you can't start telling people, invest and save. And you're just like, save where and invest what? Like, we don't even have the money to save or to invest. So what I like about Rachel Rogers' book is that she's now walking you through breaking the mindset. Said, you're not bad with money. You've just been told you're bad with money. Especially as women, we get that messaging that, you know, 10 ways in which you can save money and not spend all that money on shopping and, you know, making it seem like we're these empty-headed.
I guess shopping is not a bad idea for us.
It's really therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, just stop judging us. We're tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it's all right. But she actually talks about how if you think you're bad with money, the thought that you should counter it with is, okay, It's just because I was never taught, but now I'm going to learn about how to make money. Or you could say, I'm never good with handling, you know, finances, or I don't know anything about budgeting. It's all about changing your mindset to say, okay, that's all well and good, but I'm going to learn, I'm going to do this, I'm going to make these changes. So I think that's what I like most, especially that her book is about mindset shift, and then she actually gives you a roadmap as to how to go about it. I finished, and trust me, this is like the second book apart from The Artist's Way that I am immediately reading again. So I was quite impressed.
I have to buy my own, or you're lending me that copy?
You have to buy your own.
I already spent money on the other one.
We shall be fine. We shall kusonda. Next year is just 2 years. Kusonda means we'll put money together. We'll pass around the basket and buy the book.
If you feel like gifting me that book, people.
It's called We Should All Be Millionaires. You can send it to National Theatre. That's where Kathy normally is. Just look for Fun Factory and yeah, she'll be there. Please get her book. So my third one would be quite an unexpected one. It's called Bamboozled by Jesus by Yvonne Oji.
I haven't read that one.
You haven't.
But I think I've heard of
You've
it.
Heard of it. Yeah, yeah, you haven't read it. Bamboozled by Jesus. So I just like it because from a spiritual point of view, someone talking about her relationship with God, and she's a comedian, she's a Nigerian American. She's from Jesus and Jollof. Yeah, Yvonne Oji of Jesus and Jollof with Lavi Ajayi Jones. A shout out to those ladies. They gave Kathy and I inspiration for this podcast, and
yes,
a lot of the way
we
were really inspired by them. Like, those ladies are just
something. Wonder what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Shall we be boring? Yeah? Then we said, let's just be our true selves.
Like Yvonne and Lavi.
Yeah.
So Yvonne wrote about her relationship with God and just how she was being bamboozled by Jesus, but in a good way. It's not in a way that she's saying that she was tricked. She was tricked into a good life. That's what she means. So I would say that book also helped me in terms of my journey with God, in terms of how I perceive my relationship with Him, to be one that is more intimate than it is of this overbearing overlord with thick bushy eyebrows and a long white beard looking down on me. Yes.
Oh, people need to stop scaring us.
All right, Kathy, so on to you.
See, we mentioned my three. You talked about The Artist's Way. It was meant to be my second book.
But pick another one, because I know you had a long list.
You're giving me an opportunity. That's Leah, so kind.
Wow.
So my other book for this year, like I've been talking about it, I'm sure even you guys, our audience, you've been hearing, Year of Yes. For me, by Shonda Rhimes. As a creative, as an artist, as a writer, those are some of the reasons as to why I felt like she wrote the things that, like, she was speaking to me, like she had lived part of my life. She's at a different level, yes, but I related so much with the things that she was writing about. And I would love so much, because I'm thinking, yeah, I understand you, I feel you, I know you. And it has also enabled me to say yes. I am those you guys, when Soleil met me, that was 2011, getting me to say yes to an outing, just not to anything, as long as in my mind I hear it the first time and my mind just says no, that's the first thing that would come out of my mouth. I just said no. I said no for a very long time, but I started to say yes. I started to say yes last year before I read about the book. I had watched her interview and I'm like, yo, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Let me try. But when I read her book this year, I got more committed that I've said yes. I've said yes to so many things, even when I know I'm shaking, but I'd rather go there shaking, but I've said yes. So I put my feet in water and whatever comes, I'm like, yo.
It's almost like you're walking on water.
Yeah. Somehow, somewhere, and I go through it, and it's the realization that something is going to happen, you're going to go through it, you'll go and sleep, and the next day will be new, and nothing, you haven't died, is the point. I think that should be the point. The question is, here in UG, people are always asking you, did you die? So my friend Rona, every time I'm saying not something, and then I'm like, oh, you know what, let me just do it. When I'm done doing it, she asks me, did you die? Like, there's an interview I told you about. But we did it last year, though. I was so scared of going for that interview. In that, even when I went for the interview, I had that kabebi phone. You know those phones that whose battery never dies? I had one of those. And then I had called somebody and they didn't pick up. So I forgot to turn it off. Just as, you know, when you're answering a serious question, the serious question of the interview, and my phone rang. You guys, I was freaked out. And then the guy kept on telling me, don't worry, just turn it off and we get back to the interview. Like, he's making you feel comfortable. It's normal. So when I was done with the interview, my buddy asked me, did you die? I said, no, I didn't die. And then it turns out I was second best out of five. It was, and I told myself, you know what? I'm not going for that interview because I had missed the opportunity because I was somewhere else. And when I came back into town, and then they're like, yo, Kathy, come in for the interview. I said, you know what? Feet in the water. So that's my practice. A few months to go, I will say yes to the next things that are coming up. Try your. Maybe next year I'll say no.
She can't go back now that she has crossed over to the dark side. She can't go back. But so those are just our top three, guys. It's not that that's everything that we read. We're still reading some books even now. Currently I'm on two books, Profit First and The Big Leap. Those are the two books that I'm currently reading. I know and still of course reading We Should All Be Millionaires. It's my second read because they're assignments as usual. They're tasks at the end of every
Same
chapter.
Same thing with the artist way.
Yeah.
You do your first read, then you come back and do the assignments. Because they're basically meant to improve you, so you have to do the assignments. You
and
can't go to them.
And because you keep changing.
Yeah.
And at least for the first 4 weeks with the artist way, they keep referring you back to, did you do week one? Go back to week two. Yeah, so you have to make sure that you commit. And it's just for you. You can do it as an individual as you can do it as a group if you desire. But of course, I'd advise do it on your own at first
and then
do a group thing if you'd like. But it's something I advise anybody to pick up. It's a book favorite now. I think I'll just, if I could afford it, I would buy it for everybody.
But since you have a soft copy, we could share that.
I don't know if it's legal. Anyway, moving on. This is Africa. So, we just wanted to share those and we hope you also let us know what your favorites were this year, what you're currently reading. And by the way, do you guys read books for fun anymore? I'm very curious about that. Like, do you read books?
Why do they read books?
Yeah. Like, why did you only read like personal development books, or you someone who likes reading books that have to do with, you know, fiction stories or
money?
I mean, anything that you like reading, just let us know. I'm really curious as to what kind of book.
Why do you read? Why do you read
and what are you reading for? But are you also reading for fun? I hope you are. All right, guys, so we've come to the end of this episode. This has been a short one, but we will be back very soon with more episodes, more ways to entertain you. We are coming up to the end of the year, so trust and believe the episodes will be coming in. And we thank you so much for taking the time to see us.
Wonderful audience. Adios, people. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
We remain Kathy and Solea.
You're so local.
I know, right? Any opportunity. Thank you.